This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Legislature gets a new leader. Streamlining groundwater recharge and border security bill faces tall odds. New Senate leader salutes labor unions. Senator Mike McGuire of Helzberg roused many rounds of applause and cheers during his swearing-in ceremony yesterday as Senate President Pro Tem. Among the many priorities covered in his inaugural speech, unions, farm workers, and worker rights got the nod. McGuire took pride in California raising the minimum wage, expanding sick time and maternity leave, and tackling income inequality. And let's be crystal clear who did this, he said. Unions did this in the state of California. He recognized labor leaders who are fighting on behalf of working families day in and day out, as well as farm workers who are the heart of America's agriculture economy. McGuire shared what he grew up working on his grandmother's farm, slinging dirt and making sure that we got the harvest in on time. Several other lawmakers applauded McGuire for shepherding new legislation into law to address wildfire issues and for his efforts to find collaborative solutions in policymaking. New bill to streamline groundwater recharge. Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria of Fresno has filed a measure to streamline the environmental permitting for flood-managed aquifer recharge, or flood MAR. The legislation would grant temporary diversions for excess flood flows when a stream or river has reached flood monitor or flood stage. The Merced Irrigation District is supporting the bill. Deputy General Manager Haikem Etral said it would help the district achieve groundwater sustainability for the benefit of urban and ag users alike. Soria noted that the storms currently saturating the state present an opportunity for on-farm recharge. AB 2060 represents a common-sense step forward to both fighting floods and recharging our aquifers, she said. Why it matters? Well, Jennifer Pierre, the general manager of State Water Contractors, told AgriPulse recently that the organization has been pushing for cleanup legislation on groundwater recharge. Last year, the legislature amended the state code related to recharge when it passed a massive public resources trailer bill. While the new language removed permitting requirements for excess flows, it did not thoroughly define such conditions, according to Pierre. This can lead to issues when considering the diverse and inconsistent hydrology across California's landscape, particularly with small streams. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. The still long road for immigration. If anyone needed a primer on how hard it is to pass immigration legislation, the GOP reception to the Senate's border security compromise is a good illustration. The Border Patrol Union endorsed the plan, which includes reforms to the asylum process. But the House GOP leadership issued a joint statement that urges Senate Republicans to discard it, saying the legislation is, quote, riddled with loopholes. The statement further says, any consideration of this Senate bill in its current form is a waste of time. It is dead on arrival in the House. We encourage the U.S. Senate to reject it. One GOP senator after another came out against the proposal yesterday. Why it matters? Well, border security and ag labor reform are intertwined politically. To wrestle, Republicans largely declined to consider ag labor reform legislation for several years, saying illegal immigration had to be addressed first. Northey's passing elicits praise from those who knew him. Many well-known voices in agriculture issued statements yesterday praising Bill Northey after hearing of the passing of the former Iowa Ag Secretary and USDA Undersecretary. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott said American agriculture has suffered a tremendous loss. Monty Shaw, CEO of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, said, "My favorite meetings with Bill and Cindy weren't at his official office, but rather at church. Bill was just a great human being." Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy said that when Northey was secretary, quote, "he had a tremendously positive impact on our state and the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, but his influence well beyond our borders. Whether it was on key issues like soil conservation, water quality, renewable energy, foreign animal disease preparedness, or trade, Bill was respected nationally and internationally." Neg said, quote, "Bill was smart and people looked toward his leadership on every issue he focused on." You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Frozen food can cut waste, administration told. Groups representing the frozen food industry and meat and seafood sectors pushing the Biden administration to make frozen foods a key part of a federal effort to reduce food loss and waste. In comments on the administration's draft national strategy for reducing food waste, the groups say national consumer education should highlight the ways frozen foods can help address the problem. The groups also say that new investment is needed in expanding the cold chain infrastructure, especially for underserved communities. The groups that signed the comments include the American Frozen Food Institute, the Meat Institute, the National Fisheries Institute, the National Pork Producers Council, and the Washington Red Raspberry Commission. By the way, the industry comments also highlight the role that consumer confusion around date labeling plays in food waste. The comments say, quote, "one technological opportunity is to transition from the use of shelf life based labels on food packages to real time shelf life indicators, an initiative likely to better assist consumers in reducing food waste." Finite Carbon starts its own marketplace for forest carbon projects. Finite Carbon, the supplier of forest carbon offsets, has launched its digital Finite Carbon marketplace to help connect carbon buyers with forest carbon projects. According to the company's release, there are currently 5 projects covering more than 260,000 acres available for carbon credit purchases. It represents 5.7 million credits available to buy. The marketplace includes landowner testimonials and site-specific photos and videos to help buyers build a connection with each project and know where the carbon credits are coming from. Finite Carbon says more projects will be available on the marketplace soon. Well, here's today's He Said It. "I may have brought a few tough bills to his committee." That Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco, author of controversial SB 253 on corporate climate disclosure, and arguing that Senator Mike McGuire is, quote, "ready and up for the task in facing more tough policy battles ahead." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.